What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Lem Gonzalez here, and it's Are You The One After Show. We about to talk about it. We got guests in the building. We got some people we found on the street. Somebody that looks like me. He was stalking me. It's going down. We got guests upon guests. You know how we do it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This track was hard. I get it. Why? Okay.
Right. You feel me?
I'm just gonna stop dancing. I think you should just be dancing the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Here she goes.
Hey. Okay, that's it.
Y'all mad or not? Y'all mad? Because Chris Brown didn't make a song about y'all. I'm Sensei. Hey.
What's up, everybody?
The Sensei.
You know what it is. Shout out to Sensei for her new song by Chris Brown.
No big deal.
You know, no big deal. It's your boy, Lem Gonzalez. As I said earlier, you can find me at The Poet Tate all day, every day, all social media platforms. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. You know how we do. Full panel, full guest list. It's lit. Yeah. Next to me, of course, you heard her song. So without further ado, it's Sensei. Don't play.
Oh my gosh, what's poppin'? No, I'm so excited to be here. Y'all... No, I heard that record. I'm like about to remix that shit and just keep him on the hook. You know what I'm saying? And then more to that shit, right? I mean, hello, he made it
go
for
viral.
Me.
Like,
exclusive, the real Sensei. You know what I'm saying? No, but on some real shit, y'all know where to follow me at Sensei Don't Play. Check out my Dash Radio show. You know I'm doing that. And then I'm also have my music, so go check that out too. Oh, and then also check out, I did the prank phone calls with Zach and Tori and everyone, and that shit was funny as fuck. So go check that out too.
Also, her dog is named Hennessy.
Yes.
Check that out.
Yes.
On all social media platforms. Next to Sensei is the beautiful, the talented Melody Rose.
Hey guys, Chris Brown didn't make a song about me, but that's okay.
I love you, girl.
You guys can follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
And my boy, my A1 since day one. You know who it is, the Filipino king himself, Nino Linera.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Linera on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat, and all that stuff. Follow my hashtag, Nino's POV.
Yeah. So, guest time. You know how we do. No stranger to the AfterBuzz studio. He was here once before.
Yes, I was.
He's here again.
Yes.
My namesake, you know it is. It's your boy Anthony. What's up, man?
What up, man?
Wait, it's Tony tonight.
Tony.
The Hennessy was out.
Tony.
Oh, so Tony be coming out with the Hennessy. Oh, shit, y'all, we got Tony in this thing.
I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, I like Tony.
All right,
okay.
Got it. Next guest. First time in AfterBuzz Studios, ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than Kiana.
The non-stage five clinger. Yes.
And we'll talk about it.
We will talk about it.
We need to clear that up.
Yeah, we are. We're going to clear that. We're going to give you your opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we always got somebody on the tube.
On the Skype.
So this particular evening is no exception. And we have... one of my favorites on the show. She's amazing, and I like her, and she's on the show, and that's all I'm going to say.
Shut up. We found it. Okay, y'all was coming for me when Clint was online,
That's right. I'm just saying. But ladies and gentlemen, on Skype, it's Jalez. What's up, Jalez?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I was like,
okay.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
How you doing?
Girl?
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited to be on the show finally.
Yeah, I know.
We're glad to have you.
What's funny is I love you guys because AfterBuzz is becoming like this thing where, you know, the Are You The One cast members like, yo, when is it my turn?
Yeah, okay. I need to be on there.
What's up? And so I love that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's dope. And a lot of you guys watch the show. So we definitely appreciate you guys, the support. You know, we just try to do. We're fans.
Yeah.
You know, we're fans of the show. And we love what you guys are doing.
We love to talk about what you guys are doing.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we like to clear things up as well, too.
Absolutely.
Because we only see what we see on TV.
Definitely.
That is
right.
That is very true.
Nice to bring always need to clear up. So,
I mean, they got a lot of clearing up in this, right. this group.
Honey,
here.
This is a triangle.
This is the clear up group.
We got to clear it up.
My Malcolm and Reason Dion to this.
Sweep it up.
Right,
still
right.
Still going to be good, y'all.
So, since we have Jaless, we'll start with you since you're on Skype. So, Jaless, the last time that we saw you, not the last time, but the most prominent time that we saw you, you were tearing up, you were crying.
I was probably crying.
Yeah,
right?
you were crying. And so, and it was over our Mr. Anthony.
Tony.
Well, I don't know which one she was crying over.
No, I was crying over Anthony, not Tony.
She was crying. There we go. Just clarify it a little bit.
So, I want you to tell us and everyone that's watching, what was it about Anthony that really had you going and it was hard to let him go?
I think the fact that like I actually at that point thought we could date outside of the house. So I think at that point when he was kind of breaking it off, I kind of like knew that if we weren't going to be a thing in the house, we weren't going to be a thing outside of the house, just because I could never like be with someone outside of the house that, you know, had like made out with all my 10 best girlfriends or like slept with 3 girls or like, you know. So it was like, I knew when he was trying to like separate himself from me in the house, it was like we're not going to be a thing outside of the house either. And I think that's what made me even sadder, because like week 2 when we were a no match, I was sad, but then week 3-4 I was like, you know what, we might still be something outside of the house. And so when he broke up with me, I think it was like week 6.
Week 6.
I just was like, shit, like I'm really not going to be dating Anthony outside the house. So it was more like, it was like a realization for me that we weren't going to be anything but a no match couple in the house.
Right.
So
but,
what?
I mean, there was still reassurance though when we had that conversation.
So, okay.
That's what I asked you when we were having this conversation. I said, I mean, are we, that's what I kept asking. I kept trying to like explain to him and express like, if we weren't going to be a thing inside the house, then like, I knew we weren't going to be a thing outside. Cause you know, you guys see it like throughout the show, like, Anthony does something, I get jealous, I would do something, and it's just kind of like, I just knew we weren't going to be a thing outside the house, and that's what, like, crushed me. Like it broke my heart that we weren't going to be a thing outside the house, because I didn't think I trusted the truth, but, like, I didn't trust it enough to say who I could date outside of the house.
Okay, so going to you, Anthony, she keeps saying she didn't, you know, this was a thing outside the house, she didn't think that you were going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Where was she getting it? Were you telling her that?
Well, we had a few conversations, and I did tell her that even though we were a no-match couple, and to play the game right, I felt that we had to break things off in order to give the guys a fair chance and to give the girls a fair chance. And I've seen the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've seen those no-match couples not split up, and like last season, for example.
Right.
First season to lose. You know, it's like, I don't want to be another season that goes through that.
Yeah,
we
call it the AYTO curse. When
yeah, exactly.
It always tends to happen.
Exactly. Right.
And
we were still a couple after 3 weeks of being a nomad, so it still lasted. And I didn't want to be the one to blame if anything wrong happened. So I wanted to step up and be like, you know what, Jaless, I can still see this happening after the house, but as of now, let's just play the game right.
Well, I have a question, though. So yeah. It was like 5.5 weeks after, you know, you broke up with her, right?
No, it was
three and a half.
Three. It was 5 weeks into the show.
It was only
three weeks?
Weeks
after the truth booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was a total of 5 weeks and a half.
Total, yeah.
So within that 5 weeks and a half, you wasn't making out with any other girls or like sleeping with any girls.
No.
I was with Jaless every single night.
So like that night that you broke it off with her was because you just wanted to end it so you could go do what you wanted to do and try to play the game.
No, it wasn't about hooking up. It was about playing the game right and finding my match.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, if I wanted to hook up with other girls, I could have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I could have, but I mean, there was a chance to, you know.
What'd you say, Jaless?
No, and that was kind of my point exactly, was that, like, on my half, I thought I could play the game without getting physical with other people, and I was okay with that. But I definitely, like, later in the game see how it's really hard to make that a connection with people when there is that, like, wall up that, like, not even that if you would want to get physical, but at the possibility that you couldn't get physical with the person. So I think when Anthony was, like, breaking up with me, I kind of was like, well, shit, you know, like,
kinda.
He's going to go start hooking up with other girls, and that's why I couldn't be with him outside of the house.
Because
I wouldn't want to be with someone, like, that was with, like, 10 of my friends, or you know what I'm saying?
So
at this point, yeah. at this point in the relationship between you two inside the house, that you guys did split up or whatnot, mm-hmm. were you guys at all talking, or was this just like a we're done? Because we always talk about this. It's so hard to be surrounded by somebody that you
cared about,
but you're with them 24/7. You can't just be like, okay, peace. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to see you for a couple because I can't deal with it. But you're right there in front of them. So was tensions high between you two at that point?
There was like a little tension. I mean, not like bad vibes, but it was just like me trying to make a connection, and she was too, and it was kind of like both of us looking at each other, you know. So it was like we still weren't 100% over it, but I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, it makes it tough, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really did like you guys together, and I feel like the way you went about it, I think, was the manliest way to do it. You know what I mean? And I did say that when I saw that. but I did feel bad for Jaleesa because I could tell how much she did like you because she couldn't really feel anybody else that was in the house. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which is why that conversation was so hard to have. Exactly. You can see it on my face, too. Yeah. Like, I did not want to have that conversation, but... Yeah.
Well, how was it so easy for you to move on?
Hold on. There was a big eye roll behind you. There was a big
eye roll?
Yeah, there was a
big
eye roll.
We can see.
You can't see us.
Let's talk about the eye roll.
Okay, so I'm going to say this, and then we'll talk about the eye roll. You were talking to Audrey on this particular episode, and you said that you would choose Anthony over the $1 million.
I don't think Anthony's seen that clip because it was like a deleted scene. I don't know, like, I honestly don't even. Anthony, did you see that clip of me?
No,
that was like the night. That night was horrible.
Okay, but it happened though. Regardless, he saw it, you said it. So, my thing is, why did you say that? And then also, why did you just roll your eyes right now?
So, well, those are two very like different places, but when I said it, because I genuinely meant it, like, I went into the house wanting to leave with someone, like, that I could be in love with, and, like, I know Anthony wasn't my match, but there was, like, and I know, like, I become, like, a bitch later, like, with Anthony on the show, but it's mostly because I'm, like, really mad that I can't be with him, and so, like, at that point when I said that, like, I remember I was, like, crying and stuff, I was, like, I would give up the $1 million to be with him, but, like, I genuinely, like, fell for this guy, and, like, yeah, it just really sucked. Yeah, like, I genuinely fell for him, and, like, it just sucked because, like, I knew that, like, I wasn't, no matter if I found my match or not, I wasn't going to leave with love because I was still so, about Anthony. Like, you guys can see, like, in this past episode, I'm, like,
All right, where's the tequila?
I'm shedding a thug tear right now because, like, he can't take it no more. Look at that.
No, but I mean,
You're killing me, Jaleesa. Stop talking. Come on, bro.
So, you haven't seen that deleted scene. And she did say that. What does that make? How does that make you feel? And I cannot wait to get to you because we're going to tell you into all this, Kiana. Yeah. But how does that make you feel saying that she said that in the house at that time?
I'm kind of, well, I mean, yeah, I'm surprised. Uh-huh. But at the same time, it's like, you're not the only one playing this game.
Okay, I get you playing a game, but, like, did you have true feelings?
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, of course. I reassured her after every conversation that
I wasn't trying to give up the whole house's $1 million. I said, like, I could give up my share of the money. I would do it to be with you.
Does that give you feelings? Does that make you, know?
I mean, of course. But
because I saw, like, a little, like, oh, she said that? Like, I saw the little smile I didn't know, after the eye roll, but okay.
I mean, I did reassure after every conversation that I could see something happening outside of the household. Mm-hmm. You know, I still gave her that reassurance. And whatever happened after that was just, like, built up tension between the two of us. And you're in a house with 21 other people. You're all crazy as fuck. A lot of alcohol. Alcohol and feelings is not a good mix.
Audrey's eyes were gone.
Jaleesa, I want to get back to the eye roll now because you talked about, you answered my first question. So, it seemed like when he was saying these things, it's like almost like a disagreement. And it's almost like, you guys, like, I don't know where you guys stand right now.
Do you have closure?
Like, why do you think that he was sincere in what he was saying? I guess the question
right now. Oh my gosh.
I definitely think that Anthony, I feel like the house broke up with me and not Anthony. Like, it was one of those, like, there's nothing wrong with you and there's nothing wrong with me. We just can't be together, which I was like, okay, I get it. But, like, I just felt like, and maybe this is crazy, but I just genuinely felt that, like, if we would have never stepped into the truth so early, or, like, we definitely would have been, like, a couple later on in the game. But I also feel like...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I just feel like I told you not to win that challenge, Anthony.
Yeah.
She told you, Anthony.
Fun fact, I was here, and her balloon was the furthest one to the back left. And
no, got it. Like, I prep talked him all night. I was like, Anthony, don't win tomorrow's challenge. Like, you don't want to leave the house
yet.
But on
some real shit, we're going to do some Dr. Phil shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just take it to Dr. Phil real quick. If I was Dr. Phil, it'd be Sensei Phil. I know, girl. Okay, but on some real shit, it's like, oh fuck, what was I gonna say?
It's okay. We'll get back to it.
I just genuinely felt that Anthony broke up with me on live national television.
Right.
But it wasn't Anthony breaking up with me.
Oh, okay. I know what I was gonna say, y'all. Okay. So you know how like Clint treated Uche, like they still played the game and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I feel like Gilles, if that was the fact, and if he was supposed to be your match outside of the house, I feel like something like that could have happened. Yeah, we got to break this off. Yeah, we have to go speak to other people. But I feel like it could have been a loyalty thing. So I think for you, Gilles, like, I feel like that's something that you could write off of. Like, okay, yes, we weren't meant to be together. Because I feel like if y'all was truly supposed to be together, you know, you would have made an effort, and so would have her made an effort. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how, like,
that's how you guys were feeling.
You know, at that point, it was just like, it is what it is. So, brush the hands and moving on.
We'll see what happens.
So let's bring it to Miss Kiana over here because,
I want to get, because we'll let Gilles go and then we'll talk. Okay. Focus right on Kiana.
Wait, do we
want to go? We ain't forget about you, though. We ain't forget about you, but, you know.
I don't know if we want to go before my question.
Oh, is your question continuing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
Okay, so obviously you guys spread out, and you guys are doing your own thing. You guys are broken up or whatever, or whatnot. Then you start dating other people. You start making other connections. Now, we see you sat with her in the matchup today, Kiana, in this episode.
Yeah, we sat together, three times already?
Yeah,
three
times already. A couple times, right? But they barely show your relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Tell me about that relationship, and, like, Gilles, you could bounce on that, like, later on. Like, how did that make you feel when you saw the relationship, if you did see the relationship in between everything? But,
or
like,
did she not?
Or did she not? So, first off, how far of a relationship did you guys have? Because we barely got to see anything of it.
You want me to talk? Okay,
was there boom booms, or was there non-boom booms?
You're going to get into that. Okay.
You know.
What?
Oh, there was boom booms. Uh-oh. Let's go.
We started off as, like, a friendship. So, you know, he was kind of there for me when I was going through the whole Michael thing. And it was just a good shoulder to lean on. So we talked about life. Like, never about, like, oh, I like you. It was just genuine, like, I just need a friend right now. So he had told me that he broke things off with Gilles. And he made a move on me. And he kissed me one night. And from there, I kind of just was like, oh, you know, I actually do like this kid. So we brought our relationship further. And...
Yeah, we started talking when Gilles was on a date, right?
Yes.
Because we couldn't speak when Gilles was there, because it was like that weird, you know. So
just trying to be like respectful of the situation.
When she went on the date, I was like, you know what? Now I'm gonna take my time when she's not here to make connections or whatever. And
yeah,
and we talked pretty much like the whole day, and they never showed not even 1 second of it.
So how long was like this relationship between you guys? Because you guys obviously sat together a couple times.
It started like week three or four.
Yeah, and then...
But it's funny how Anthony didn't break up with me till week 5.
That's what I was just saying. Did I not say?
All right.
Hold Anthony. Up. Hold up, y'all.
That was way more time.
Did I not say 5.5 weeks? I asked that question. Did I not? Okay.
No, that's not how it was. Anthony broke up with me not because of the person I was, not because of our relationship, but he broke up with me because of the situation we were in. Because, you know, like... It is, like, we would get shit all the time for kissing. We would get shit for sleeping next to each other all the time. So it's like...
When you were a no-match.
I mean, there's 10 other girls
after you're a no-match. Okay.
But could this be also a hard situation because you're trying to figure something else out? You're still keeping a relationship with Gilles, but you're also trying to play the game. But then it's kind of just like the Malcolm situation.
Yeah.
Right. Things happen.
You're right.
But I wasn't hooking up with multiple people. Because
if you ain't honest, though...
I'm still trying to, right?
Okay, but wait. Tony.
Tony.
I'm talking to Tony now. Right, Tony, how come you withheld this information for 2 whole weeks?
When
did you not feel obligated?
No, when I first made a move on Kiana, me and Gilles weren't even.
Yeah, when he kissed me, that they weren't together. Like, we were our friendship already. Was
but
from
you
week
broke
three
up
to
with her week five.
Yeah,
and because you started to have feelings, right?
Yeah, and we were a thing.
Like six.
It was the next week until. The matchup when you saw me choose Kiana.
So you didn't break up with her for the house. You kind of broke up with her because you started feeling some ways about Kiana.
It may have someone to do with it, but it was okay. both things at once.
Okay, well, you keeping it real, Tony. I like that.
Because it's crazy.
I say it was just for the house. So I mean, right. both things, right. yeah.
And it puts everything more into perspective. And I want to just bring that up because when we're watching it as viewers, we don't see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and we
exactly.
don't get it. So it's just like there's like missing holes to the situation.
A lot of them.
You know what I mean? So it's cool. First off, it's cool to see how all of you three, especially, like, keep it the way you guys keep it. Keep it 100 in a sense or whatnot, and still very cordial with the situation. There's not a lot of yelling here.
Right, but Jaless, how do you feel about it, though, Jaless? Like, because I see you up there kind of like, ooh, like,
wanted to say something.
Say something.
Another eye roll?
No eye rolls.
No
just
eye rolls.
Like,
just a smile. Hey, no, she got a smile.
It was like a lip quiver.
Oh, that's what it was?
It was a lip quiver.
The lip bite.
Tell us, Jaless, how are you feeling right now?
So this is how I was feeling. I kind of like, you guys see me come back from, I think, date 2 with Ethan, and I'm like, oh, seeing Anthony with Kiana, I'm just like, ugh. Because, like, I genuinely liked Anthony. Like, I wanted to be his girlfriend. Like, as lame as that sound, I wanted to get off the show, make it Facebook official, and, like, be with Anthony. Like, that was my number one goal at that point. And so I didn't know. He was, like, legit already playing the game while I'd be going on dates. Like, he was, you know, and I'd come back to the house, and at that time, I was, like, I was friends with Kiana, and I was like, hey, Kiana, like, did you make any connections? Which the girls had already told me Anthony and Kiana had been talking all day. And so she'd be like, no. I was like, okay, well, I guess she's not feeling Anthony. Like,
did you just not want to tell her just because of the fact?
No, it wasn't like, so the question was like, I didn't see it as like connection as in like, I feel him like that. Like I said, when we first started talking, it was just strictly friendship. So I didn't feel a connection. Yeah. Like, I just was like, oh, he's there for me. Like, I just need someone there.
But there was a connection, though, because he did break up with her,
but,
right?
But that was
because...
like 2 weeks that after was after.
Yeah. So the beginning portion of it was they were getting to know each other. They were friends. Mm-hmm. It was a friend situation.
This is so interesting.
So nothing to tell.
Ooh, this is a lot, y'all.
I'm getting hot up here.
Okay, so the fact of the matter is, Anthony, I think also, like, at that point, like, everyone's also already coupled off, so, like, Uche is still with Clinton, Michael and Audrey are a thing. Everyone's pretty much, like, already coupled off, and then, like, there's, like, Kiana, you, well, obviously her and Michael broken up.
Yeah.
But, so, like, her and Anthony, like, talking while I was gone, I guess they made connections or whatever. I just thought it was really funny that, like, Anthony was like, hey, let's not be together, and then, like, within that, like, week, he was already, like, sleeping with Kiana and, like, kissing on her and stuff. So I was just like...
But why, though?
What? Why what?
What happened at the matchup when I went off on Michael?
You did not see me kiss Michael or jump in the bed with Michael, Anthony.
I didn't
so,
see
like,
that.
That
you guys,
can't even
you guys
see
were
that.
Flirting even before we were no match. That's why I did it.
Ooh. Boy, bye. I can't.
Toady! Toady!
You literally come at me all the time because I'm clingy and, like, I didn't give you space to make connections. But the second that, like, a guy flirts with me before we're a no match, it's like, no, let me use that as an excuse to write you off so I can go bang any girl that will let me in the house. That's what really happened.
Sip.
I ran out already, so.
Jaless, Where are you, Anthony, right now? Are you guys cool? Are you guys friends?
Ask Anthony.
He asked you.
We'll leave it like that.
I feel like there's... Okay. No, I mean,
generally, like, he did ask her. I'm not saying it, like, in a...
No, okay.
Douchey way.
I still try to be, like, Anthony's friend more than he tries to be mine. But, I don't know.
I mean, if... Let me be Phil again. Phil.
Go ahead.
I definitely feel like there's still feelings there. I mean, at least for Jaless's side.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like she's kept it real the whole entire game. She really did try to put herself out there to other guys. You know what I'm saying? But not in a slutty, crazy way. Like, I feel like she was like, fuck me. Like, I gotta go make other connections, you know? And I feel like she is still kind of hurt. Girl, Jaless, y'all got me choked up up here, girl.
In essence, like, we see that there's, you know, still, like, almost unfinished business in a sense.
I really do feel like there
right
is.
Now.
Yeah, from
but
our
is there,
perspective.
Is there on Anthony's end?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Is there
unfinished business.
Unfinished business. Like, is this done? Or is this something that you guys could still cordially talk about, you know?
Yeah.
In
Anthony may not be done, but I think Tony's done.
What? No. We talked about it at the reunion this weekend. Mm-hmm.
We talked at the reunion this weekend? Oh. Please let me know when that was.
We actually did.
When?
Prior to going on stage.
I asked you if you were going to be mean to me. You said no.
And why?
Okay. Okay.
Well, there it is.
At that right there, you're gonna have to
go into
reunion.
The reunion.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Watch the.
No,
yeah.
I mean, Anthony, you have to admit, like, I definitely am there more for you, but like, I know your situation, so like, I'm not gonna put your situation on blast. But like, I feel like I genuinely like.
I know. Still and trying I, to be your I, friend. I do see that, though. Don't think I'm denying it at all. I see it.
But Jaless, do you, boo-boo. This is Sensei coming to you, girl. No. Do you, boo-boo. You beautiful. You going to get on Sports Illustrated, girl. I don't know if you guys... I know you was one of our pranks. This... I think I pranked Jaless, actually. The Antarctica.
Yeah.
The Antarctica Sports Illustrated Jaless.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
I have to watch this video.
That was me, girl. That was me.
I have to watch it.
I literally was, like, half asleep, and I was like...
I know. Well, it's funny because he was on the East Coast, and I was like, girl, are you down to, like, take photos with polar bears and shit? Like,
you guys don't know what they're talking about. You got to watch Zach Longo's channel because that has everything there.
But it's not on this first drop. It's going to be on the second drop. But, yes, Jaless, girl, do you, boo-boo.
Well,
Jaless, he's doing you.
Jaless, we want to thank you so much for joining us and giving us all the information. I'm still single, so I'm saying.
He wants to make it Facebook official. Just letting you know.
Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot.
Really quick, one last thing. Like, I am not, like, me and Anthony, like, we're cool. I think we both realize that we're not a match and we don't work outside of the house and we're both okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is.
Right.
Like,
I love how adult this is. Like, this is so
adult.
It's so mature.
I love you, girl.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that it was like so much tension for a long time.
Right.
It got to the point where it was like, yo, it's low-key stupid.
Right.
Like,
right.
We're mature about it, and let's just handle it the way adults should.
This makes me happy. The Dr. Phil in me is satisfied.
I love how we brought Dr. Phil in.
I'm saying, right?
Well, let's give it up for Jaless, everybody.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Jaless.
Thanks,
appreciate
girl.
It. I'll slide into DMs later. All right. So,
Kiana.
Kiana time. Kiana.
Hi.
Let me take this back out.
Yeah, you don't need to be sad anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I was in my feelings.
Let's put the hat back in. Okay.
I was in my feelings. Okay. All right, Kiana. So.
You're about to search for her in Tinder
later. Let me get you together.
You got your distance 100 miles. She's in Texas.
He's about to any miles.
Hey, I got a car. I got a plane ticket. I got access to the, you know.
Capital One.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Credit card.
Travel miles.
So, Kiana, we saw you, like, first episode
why
on
they
Michael.
Why do you like that, girl? I would like to know why they gave me like that.
I just need to know.
Because, girl, I was like,
I just need to know. I don't even know if we're going to get into this episode.
Because we went in on you.
We went in on you quite a bit.
We did.
I saw it. No hard feelings.
I went in. I'm sorry. It's all good. I
do want to give you a chance, though, to talk and give us, because I heard a lot of things about that whole situation, you know, behind the scenes stuff. And I just want to know from you, what was up? Tell me, please. Tell us.
Okay, so I know a lot of people from Are You the One say this, but when you're living in a house 24/7 with a guy that you really, really care about, and you wake up and you see them, obviously you're going to want to go talk to them. Because, you know, real life dating, you wake up, you're doing your own thing, you text them here and there, and you don't get a response sometimes, or you do, but you act upon that. So when you're seeing them all the time, it's like, wow, I actually want to go be with them. So, fun fact about Michael, he's very two-faced.
Fun fact.
How much Hennessy did you guys give her? She has a lightweight. One shot, you got it all out.
So, you know, love the kid and everything, but he's very two-faced. So the whole time that we were together, you guys didn't see it, but he said one thing to me and said another thing to the house.
Well,
so,
I can see that from this episode. He was over here talking to Audrey, like, oh, girl. Like,
yeah. So he was actually...
Dreaming about Jaless.
He was flirting with Jaless the whole time that he was with me. He grabbed her ass.
And that's fine.
And that's why Anthony got mad.
And then
it
showed the matchup when I
blew
up.
You got mad at...
Michael.
He grabbed her ass.
Is that what you're referring to? To Jaless? Okay.
So it was before we were a no-match couple. And then...
And after you broke up with her, right?
Yo, after like I broke up with her, I found out. And I was like, oh,
after
I bet.
You broke up with her, you found out? Or it happened after you broke up with her?
No. It was before we were a no match that he did that.
That he did that.
So he was with her,
so
pretty
he was
much.
With me. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, bet. And I called him out. And then he didn't say a word back. And I was like, for sure.
Yeah. So the kid basically led me on. Like, he would tell me behind closed doors, like,
you know, I really like you and I want to see where things go. So he was putting it in my mind, like, you can't put a naive girl in a situation like that and build her up. That's why I acted the way that I acted. Obviously, like, editing kind of did me dirty and made me seem like very
like
cray.
Really,
he was like, it's the guy.
Right, exactly.
I was like, how many followers
were you, were you tripping? Were you tripping when you found out that he was in the house?
No, I shit my pants. I saw him. I literally him walk on the field and I was like,
I'm done.
Were you the one who made the comment about changing your last name?
Yes, that was her.
Yes,
girl.
For sure.
For sure. It was a joke.
Yeah.
He said it was adorable. Like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you don't like something, just say it. Like, be a man and have the balls and just say it. He didn't do that with me. Like I said, he said one thing to me, said another thing to the whole entire house. Girls were coming up to me saying, I just want to let you know your man's telling me something about you. You should go talk to him. And I would talk to him. He'd be like, what are you talking about? These girls are trying to get in your head and break us up. Like, they don't want to see us together. Like, all this crazy shit. So I started to, like, push away from him. And he didn't like that. Because, like, he's literally the type of guy that, like, he needs all the attention on him. And if he's not getting the attention, then how is he going to live? Yeah, it's basically, like, his kryptonite.
Right.
So, truth be told, all that shit happened and he left me.
So you were being
that's
told
why I
one
said
thing.
Nothing. That's when he was breaking up with me, I said nothing to him and he got mad because I wasn't like fighting back with him because he wanted that attention. So he kept trying to like grab my arm and like kiss me and stuff. And I'm just like, I just don't have anything to say to you because I'm not putting my energy out there anymore.
Because this makes more sense because your ex said you weren't clingy and we were all
exactly.
Right.
I dated that kid for 2 to 3 years. I lived with him. Like, straight up lived with him for a year and a half. And we spent a lot of time together. But we ended up only really spending time with each other when we went to bed. So during the day, I did my own thing. He did his own thing. So when he was asked by Michael, is she a clingy person? Brett said no. And Michael was like, oh, really? And he was like, no, I swear. Like, we barely see each other and we have the same address and I barely see her. He's like, I see my mom more than I do her.
Mm. Michael wanted you to probably be clingy or something.
Yes, I believe so.
Redemption. So is afterwards, is when he kind of breaks up with you, is that when you gravitate towards Anthony or is there like someone else that you're paying attention to?
I honestly like was in my feels, obviously, you know, I hate breakups. Like, even though like I was trying to have, I, not that I wanted it to happen, but like after hearing all the shit that he did, like I didn't want to be as close with him.
Yeah.
I was upset. And I even told all the guys, like I pulled over like Joe and like Tyler. I was like, hey, if you see me not being myself, I want to let you know that you can come to me. Like, you're going to see me upset and you're going to see me kind of be in my own shell, but don't be afraid to come to me. And Joe actually looked at me and said, I respect you for that because we don't want you just singling yourself out. So thank you for letting me know that we can come to you. And guys did come to me. So
that's cool. I mean, when I came, honey.
Which is cool. It brings me to actually this episode, part of this episode, where now we see the girls trying to give Joe, Shad, and E-Money a chance by doing that quick speed dating type
and
situation.
I was a part of it.
Right. To try to really get to know them or whatnot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really starting to play the game correctly.
I thought that
all
was
time,
good.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
Took like, 9 weeks.
How was that, Kiana, since you were part of that, how did that go? Like, because it seemed like it went pretty well.
It went actually really well. So we all decided to do them four first. We wanted to eventually get every guy in there while we were getting ready just because the guys would complain that the girls would get ready for so long. So we're like, okay, well, while we're getting ready, why don't you guys come up and talk to us?
I love that.
Like, we're
That's
all
so
sitting
good.
Upstairs doing our makeup and all the guys are downstairs. Like, you guys can come and talk to us.
I
like,
love that.
So we decided, like, while we're getting ready, we're going to have a hot seat. So we pulled... You know, Joe.
You guys pineapple Shad really quick.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Shad has been so quiet.
Very quiet. Very quiet.
He
so,
is quiet.
Yeah, we just pulled everyone up, and while we were getting ready, we killed two birds with one stone and asked them questions, and we got ready in the process.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Word, right?
Shad's talking.
No, I like that. No, I think that was good.
I'm
and getting into the actual matchup, I think it paid off because...
Yeah.
I'll ask you, do you think that, and you can chime in too, Anthony, as a result of that, was that kind of in the pairing of this particular matchup in this episode?
Yeah, I definitely think we needed to kind of get out of our comfort zones and we needed to help the other guys, Tyler, Shad, Ethan, and all them, get out of their comfort zones because they were very afraid to like make connections because I guess we were super intimidating.
Right.
So when they felt comfortable, we could all talk to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We got so once they did, the other girls up. Were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now we know about
now
you guys.
Now we can go talk right. to them.
Other like, than your first name.
Exactly. So, right.
How many kids you want, all this other stuff. They really got to know them.
What's it like on your frozen yogurt?
Right. Tyler.
Right. He said we're not a match because I put fruit on my frozen yogurt.
And like, the dumbest thing I've ever
and
heard.
And Nicole Hill is like, she was like, oh, Oreos. The Oreos Academy. She's like, oh, I like that. He's always been into her.
She could have put shit on her yogurt. She's right. That's cute.
Girl, that's so bomb.
That is so true.
Well, speaking of the matchup, you guys got 5 beans.
Thank Should we just talk about that? So, we only got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
So you got 5 beams, and I just want to get to the point of elation because you guys were super pumped, and this is the most you've had thus far, even though you're still more than halfway to go. But you guys have been sucking so bad. I mean,
yeah,
going
no shame.
From it's just, and I think that a lot of it has to do with, you know, the fact that, you know, and this has been a problem every season, the no match couples, right, still getting together. I mean, it's just always going to happen. The way the house is designed, the way this game is designed,
exactly.
you're going to have that. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
But then you also have the four guys, mm-hmm. the whatever you want to call them, the
so
scaredy cats.
The no match couples,
and
the
scaredy
ones that won't
cats.
Speak up.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's a
so
lot.
So there's a lot going on with that. And I think breaking down those barriers, no match couples stopping, and then the scaredy cats, like getting some love, then I think, you know, it helped,
it did.
You got 5 beams.
But what was the mindset going into this? Were you guys strategizing? Were you guys already picking who was going to pick who? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, at a point, but we were, 0-8 in the truth booths?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to the point where it's like, come on, let's do something right for once. Even though 5 beams isn't a lot, I mean, we could have blacked out. We could have, you know,
absolutely.
So
there's a lot could have happened.
A lot of stuff could have happened.
It was switching up the game, switching up how you were talking to people,
positivity,
how you were interacting.
Yeah.
The morale in the house type situation, which, you know, got it to thinking beyond what was currently happening.
Exactly.
You were trying to think of the future to try to really
put your problems to the side,
invest it, make that money, which was really, really dope to see because we were getting word we had to.
Like, I was giving up. I was you guys are not getting this money.
Yeah. I was like, they ain't going to get past three.
You're not getting this money.
They ain't going to get past three.
Now I have a little bit more faith that we see the 5 there.
Yeah. And each beam takes like 2 to 4 minutes to go up. Oh, so we're up there like our hearts are just racing.
I know.
Oh my. It's
well, the entire
feeling.
Matchup ceremony is like a couple of hours.
It's like 4 hours.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours. And you guys are drinking the whole time.
That's crazy.
So that doesn't help. Oh,
at
prior.
All.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Some people fell asleep during. Don't show those parts.
Yeah. I feel
it. I'm like, it's got to be crazy.
Yeah.
I want to talk really quick about this game, this Blinded by Love game. Like, I just.
Wait, what?
Y'all sucked at.
Yeah. The Blinded by Love, so you had a camera.
They were
piggyback.
Dead
last.
Oh, my God.
Dead.
Don't even. It's all her fault.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not my fault.
What was up with
no
y'all?
Comment.
What was up with y'all?
All right, so what it was.
No. Let me say. Okay. If you're looking at the matchup stage, you know for a fact you have 20 feet before there's a step down. This motherfucker doing little twinkle toes over here, taking
I'm
little baby
done.
Steps. I'm like, walk.
I want twisted ankles.
Shut up.
She like speed up, and I'm like, I'm not gonna do a full sprint,
but
it's like,
but like
a drop this
walk.
Big.
Right. You can like walk. So we get to the key thing, and I'm like, grab a key, and he would be
her
like,
fault.
No, he would be like, I put it in, but it's not turning. So he went through all the keys, and they all fell to the ground.
I picked the right key the first try.
No, we didn't.
The moment I pushed it, I don't think it's down. I threw it to the grass, tried 5 more keys, and I couldn't find it in the grass the first key that
he
I
said
chose.
It wouldn't turn. He's like, it's
so,
not turning.
That's
it's not
what
turning.
Happened.
The challenge was done. We passed by. No, we went over the first
We went over
wall,
the first obstacle.
And the challenge was done already.
Yeah. I mean, it's but,
are you serious?
Done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we didn't see the clips at all.
No, we
were like, we're
worth
it.
You did worse than Ethan and Jada, because Ethan was struggling.
Oh, my God.
Ethan at least tried.
He did.
You
did
worse than them.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah. That was.
I told after I hope they do not air us doing that bad.
And they did. That was so funny.
Yeah, it was bad.
Now they know. E-Money really did try. You know, he said he didn't work out his legs that day.
That was funny.
Ever.
Ever.
Jada was like, just get it together, boo. That was funny.
So, this particular episode, we did not see a truth booth. So next episode, obviously, that's going to be
we
can find out. But it's
out
of Michael and Audrey and Joe and Olivia. So I don't know.
I'm not mad at either or. I mean,
couples,
at the end of the day, shit, they need something. Like,
right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? If
anything
it's going to be Michael and Audrey, Joe and Olivia, what I see there, one less, one plus. Like,
Joe
you know what I'm saying?
Michael...
Did you ever?
Send in?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of it's hard. It's very random.
But it would be smart right now to send in Michael and Audrey just because they're the closest right now.
out of
oh, they have the
two.
Bigger connection.
Yeah,
bigger
yeah,
connection.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Since Michael's your ex in this regard, I'm just curious because like when the Gillette situation and Tony over here, she was still longing for him and still kind of wanted to be with him and was still kind of heartbroken over it and took a while to get over it. Were you good? Like, was it clean for you, or were you still like still feeling Michael?
So after he left me, he made it very clear that he wasn't going to pursue sexually another woman, and he did. So as soon as I saw that, I lost all feelings. And
who was that?
Audrey.
Okay.
I shut those feelings off, and I said, okay. "Fuck him." Done with that. It's to the side.
And then that was it.
Yep. As soon as someone tells me something and they flip a switch, I'm done.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you guys already done when you went to the Boom Boom Room with Didi?
Was who done? Me and Gilles?
The beer pong with Didi.
The beer pong.
That's when we were first talking.
Yeah, like, that was like the day or the next day we had like that first conversation.
And what was it about Didi that made her the realest girl in the house to you?
Well, I was the closest to her in the house.
Okay.
So it was like out of a friendship thing to do it because I saw she was getting mistreated in the household and I was like, she was legit sitting by herself on the couch. So I'm like, you know what? Like, spice it up a little bit, make her happy for a bit. Okay. And to the balcony, we talked for like 3 hours in the balcony.
I was here for it. Yeah. I like that.
And everyone was like, what would you guys do for 3 hours? And it's like,
Malcolm really was like,
did Malcolm ever come at you about that or just Didi?
Yeah, no, we had a conversation about it.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, nothing happened. If you're tripping, like, get over it because you're wasting your time.
Okay.
And even with Gilles, it was the exact same thing. And I'm like, I didn't reassure her. I was like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't like really a thing, I was like, nothing happened between us two. Don't worry about it. And they were still flipping out about it. And I don't know why. They wasted their energy, but you guys saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nothing happened but beer pong.
Yeah.
Emotions run high and alcohol runs even higher.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree.
But if she would have let something happen, we know now that you two for sure would have at least kissed.
Yeah.
I think it was a Latin connection.
Yeah. it was a Latin spice.
It was a Latin connection.
Yeah.
That, because I mean, So, because I know all about this.
You know.
I know. This is my brother right there. Yeah. We know. My man over here. We know.
I'm done.
Man, well, I mean, that's been the episode. My thing is, I'm so excited for you all that you got five beans. I feel like you guys needed to get those beans, even though y'all still suck.
Y'all
needed that.
They need a damn truth.
You needed that.
Perfect match.
So, but you need a perfect match. And I feel like that will help. Okay. Hopefully, we see that happen, like, because y'all have been the longest at this point without a perfect match in a treat pool. So you need
making history, not in a good way.
Not a good way.
But there's still time.
Right.
We still got three more episodes, so we'll find out what goes on. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show.
Yeah.
Want to thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, thank you for all those that was in the live chat. Yeah. All those that was watching live. Shout out to my baby mama Jaless on Skype. We appreciate her joining us.
Shoot that shot, boy. Keep going.
I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check me out. Sensei, where you at?
Y'all know to follow me at Sensei Downplay.
Yeah.
And you guys already know you can check me out everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Y'all, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Snapchat. All that stuff. Sensei has to go somewhere real quick. But thank you for tuning in. Dr. Phil.
She's not smooth.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be off next week for the holiday.
Yes.
So make sure we'll be back in 2 weeks. So check us out then. Until then, keep your Audio One hats on. Let's go.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.